This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, cleared proposals worth nearly 3,60,000 crore rupees to enhance the capability of the armed forces. The Defence Ministry has informed that acceptance of necessity, AON, was accorded for the procurement of multi-role fighter aircraft, MRFA Rafale, and other military hardware, including combat missiles and airship-based high-altitude pseudo-satellite for the Indian Air Force. The Ministry said the majority of MRFA to be procured will be manufactured in India. It further said that AON was accorded for the procurement of anti-tank mines, Vibhav, and overhaul of vehicle platforms of armoured recovery vehicles, ARVs, T-72 tanks and infantry combat vehicles for the Indian Army. For the Indian Navy, AON was cleared for 4 MW, marine gas turbine-based electric power generator and P-8I long-range maritime reconnaissance aircraft. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the government is working for a resilient and self-reliant India by giving a push to the economic growth and ensuring inclusive development. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Rajya Sabha. Ms. Sitharaman had presented the budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. The finance minister said yesterday high growth has been maintained while keeping inflation low. Ms. Sitharaman stressed that emphasis in this budget this time has been laid on building domestic manufacturing capacity. She said special provisions and budgetary allocations were made for the biopharma, semiconductor mission 2.0, rare earth corridors, container manufacturing ecosystem, sports goods, textiles champion, MSMEs. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following noisy scenes between the Treasury bench and opposition bench members. When the Lok Sabha took up the matters of urgent public importance after the passage of the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey raised the issue of motion against the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for misleading the nation. Mr. Dubey's remarks led to strong protests from the opposition members. Amid the din, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed on the 13th of February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. To mark World Radio Day 2026, Akashwani Raipur Chhattisgarh, in collaboration with UNESCO, is organizing a World Radio Day conclave today. The conclave is centered on the official theme, Radio and Artificial Intelligence, and will deliberate on how AI can strengthen content creation, audience engagement, and accessibility while preserving the human voice at the core of radio broadcasting. In his message on the occasion of the World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said, "Radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people." He also recounted listening to the radio while growing up.
We are all celebrating the Radio Day. So still the people, particularly the subscribers or listeners, they used to write postcards. So they used to write them commands to the radio stations, and they connect through the radio stations, whatever the program they need, whatever the songs they need, whether the classical songs, folk songs, or it is a cinema song. So the people, they ask, the radio is plays.
Early counting trends in Bangladesh's 13th national parliamentary election indicate that the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, is heading towards a significant victory according to partial and unofficial results from across the country. According to media reports, BNP Chairman Tariq Rahman has secured decisive wins in both Dhaka 17 and Bugura 6 constituencies. Meanwhile, Jamaat-e-Islami's Muhammad Rayhan Siraji has been unofficially declared winner in Rangpur 1. Polling was held from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in 42,779 centres across 299 constituencies alongside a national referendum yesterday. With counting continuing nationwide, final results are expected to be announced by the Election Commission after official consolidation. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Namibia by 93 runs in Group A clash at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs set by India, Namibia were all out for 116 in 18.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.